Hey Master Souls, Stacy here. Today we are diving into some more untraining with how to tell people what you do. Now I know that I was trained for years and years and years, for the last 20 years, that an elevator speech is really the way to go. Succinct, in and out, you can say it in 2 to 3 sentences and you're done. And there's something about that that I could never do. One, it's very difficult for me to perform in that short of a period. It's also hard for me to express the passion or the amazingness or things that influence me or really who I am in a couple of sentences. In so many ways, it just felt like the masculine way of doing business, right? Get in, shake that hand, make the deal, close it, get out. And as a woman and as a natural storyteller, it felt at odds with my very nature. Plus, I also love to do different projects that are very varied. And so which one do I talk about? Which do I do the pitch with, right? And is it the right one? And do I have it memorized? There's something so impersonal about the elevator speech. So I started experimenting a little bit and I started diving into my natural ability to tell a story. And I started diving into the intuitive side of me and I started diving into the feeling. Few things that always stood out for me when I met people. How they made me feel was way more important than what they said. So even the people with the slickest, best elevator speeches often didn't make a very good impression on me. It was the people who would sit down and we could relate. We could have a conversation. I got to know who they were at a soul level. On the flip side, it also allowed me to feel them so I knew which stories to share with them. Out of all my multi-passionate selves, if I met a jewelry maker, I would say, oh, I love making jewelry. Tell me about your process, right? Instead of going into me. One of the things I learned, I remember I had a friend whose husband recommended that I read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And it sounded horrible. There was nothing about that antiquated book by, you know, a male chauvinist that I really wanted to read. But I read it. And there are a couple of major takeaways. One, people don't really care to talk about you, which means that even when you give them the best elevator speech on the planet, they probably haven't even heard it because they can't wait to give you theirs. So always engage with them first. Never be in a rush to tell your story. Have urgency around receiving theirs. Who are they? Ask them questions. Find out more and more and more about them before you open your mouth and say one word about yourself. Two, right? Number one, make it about them. Number two, if I tell someone what I do, it's not the same as giving them an experience of who I am. And when I give them an experience of who I am, they can find a way to insert themselves into the story in the same way that number one did. Find a way to engage them, number one, and number two, use that engagement to tell a story about who you are, right? I hate going up to people and saying, oh, I'm a life coach. I'm a spiritual business coach, right? So here's the thing. I'm a great widget maker. What do you do? Well, I make widgets. Huh, interesting, right? I am a barista. I make coffee. I work for Starbucks. I make coffee. Okay, pause that for a minute. the elevator speech is, I make coffee for people in the morning, and I have studied the roasting of beans and the making of the greatest cup of coffee on the planet. And I was voted number one barista in all of Seattle, which is, by the way, the coffee capital of the United States, right? So I am great. Now listen to this. You know, it's kind of funny. Thank you for asking. You know, it's interesting. I love it when someone opens the door to my shop and they come in and they look tired and unfocused and they're kind of dragging. You know how that is in the morning, like when you wake up and you're kind of dragging? When they come in and I make them this perfect cup of coffee with the foam and the design, and they take it in their hands and they take that first smell of the beans that I've hand roasted. You know that feeling and that smell and what that does to their body? It's like their whole body changes, and I know that I have fundamentally changed their day, right, for the better, that I have had some part in making this person happy. You know that feeling that you get when you have that first cup of coffee? Yeah, that's what I do. I love doing it. I'm so passionate about doing it. Now tell me more about yourself. Tell me more about these widgets you make. So simple. And it takes longer because you're giving an experience of who you are and what you do. I make widgets versus, you know, I was sitting there one day and I was noticing how many kids across the world were so hungry. You know, have you ever seen those commercials where that poor kid is sitting there and they're seriously starving and they've got the distended stomachs, the ones that tear your heart up? Yeah, I've seen those. Those are rough. They are really rough, right? Well, I was sitting there one day and I was watching one of those commercials and I realized that I have the ability to create machines that can fundamentally change that for the entire planet with just a simple widget. And so that's what started me on my journey. Tell me more about your journey. Tell me more about that first cup of coffee you had this morning or whatever it is, right? Tell me more about what you're doing in the world to impact change and make a greater planet. You see how different that is? You see, I want to bring my passion and my love and the joy and my open-heartedness. I want to bring who I am to the table, not what I do. When you look at those elevator speeches, it's all about who do I serve and how do I serve them, right? That's what you do. And that's great, but it's boring as hell. Who you are and how you create impact in the world, that's exciting. Do you know why? Because it lets me get to know who you are, and it really makes me feel like, one, I know you, and two, I want to know you better. I want to know more about this widget, because now all of a sudden I have an image in my head of that exact commercial that you just talked about, and I want to know how I can fund you, right? I want to know which coffee shop you run, because that sounds amazing. You roast your own beans? Yes, I do, and they're always fair trade. I always make sure that they're organic and fair trade and of the highest quality that I can get them at, right? Really? Boy, I bet that's an expensive cup of coffee. You'd be surprised. When I roast it myself, I'm able to keep my costs low. You should come in. In fact, come in and have a cup of coffee anytime on me, right? Hey, you know what? Anytime you want to, we can sit down and have a cup of coffee. That guy over there creates the best cup of coffee on the planet, and I'll show you some of the widgets. They're so fascinating. Right? Get to know the person in front of you. Bring them into what you do. Bring them into the story, into the visualization. Try to use all of their senses. This isn't about an elevator speech. This is about taking them on a journey of who you are in the world. So, this is how you talk about what you do on this planet and your great work. All right, Master Souls, I look forward to dialoguing about this more in the group. I love you all.